November 20, 1923. Jesus himself gives Louisa the proof that what she is writing is true. In her there is the life and the facts of what she writes. The divine will is life and air of the soul. I felt concerned about what I was writing, and I thought to myself, what will be my confusion on the day of judgment, if instead of being my Jesus to speak to me, it were my fantasy, or the infernal enemy? My Jesus, I feel like dying at the mere thought of it, and you know the great repugnance I feel in writing. If it wasn't for blessed obedience, I would not have written a word. And I felt such confusion, that if it had been in my power, I would have burned up everything. Now, while I was in this state, my always adorable Jesus came out from within my interior, like a little baby, and placing his little head upon my shoulder, he clung to my face and said, "My daughter, why do you fear? You should not worry about thoughts, but about facts. Is it perhaps not true that your will, embracing mine, wants to find all in order to bind them with my will, to retie all the broken bonds between the human will and the divine, exposing yourself to defend and to excuse the creatures, and to repair the Creator? This is indeed a fact in you. Is it perhaps not true that you swore you wanted to live in my will, by pronouncing a yes? Ah, that yes is a chain for you, and it keeps you bound within my will. And as you enjoy the taste of it, it makes you abhor the shadow of your will. This is a fact. And then many other things which you know. If you were writing but the life, the facts of what you write, were not in you, then you could have feared, and I would have given you neither strength, nor light, nor assistance. On the contrary, you would have been dull and I could not have continued further. Therefore, calm down, and continue to live as though needed in my will, in order to expand the boundaries of your human will within mine. See, also my humanity was little, and it kept growing as though needed with the divine will, in such a way that, as I grew, my human will, living together with the divine, expanded its boundaries within the will of the Eternal One, and prepared redemption and the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. And you, don't you want to follow my growth and your flight in my will? My will is not only life, but air of the soul. And if air is missing to life, the nature begins to decline, the breathing is hampered, the heart is hindered in its beating, the blood circulation is irregular, the intelligence becomes numb, the eye almost lifeless, the voice choked, the strength lost. What is it that throws so much chaos into human life? The lack of air. Therefore, a balsamic air can restore order and vigor in nature. All this is caused by one's own will, which, like bad air, produces chaos, irregularity, weakness and the decline of all that is good in the soul. And if one does not help himself with the celestial air of my will, which makes everything rise again, fortifies, orders and sanctifies everything, the human life will be a life half extinguished, disordered and sloping down to evil.